And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to another edition of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here. Let me introduce you to Nick Stoffel. Nick happens to be an ASE-certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul, where I think the sun might be shining right now. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny.
How are you? How are things at Lloyd's this past week? I'm sure busy as ever.
We are full, for sure. I from what I hear, most places around town are very full and very busy. I think we have a lot of college kids coming home, so we got to get a lot of cars checked over. And we got people planning for road trips coming up here probably the next few weeks. So we're in the full swing. We went from pothole season to air conditioning season in a switch.
Like overnight, in a way. If you have any kind of a car care question, and we hope if you do, you get in touch with us, you can either call Nick or text Nick. Either way, Nick takes his leave about 7:45, so our time is pretty limited. It goes by so quickly. So we'd love to hear from you sooner rather than later. So any kind of a car care question you might have, you need to bring in your vehicle for service, but you might want to know what could be ailing before you do. That's one of the reasons Nick is here, to kind of give you some idea what might be ailing that vehicle. Your car, truck, or van, call or text. If you drive and have problems, let's hear from you. 651-461-9226. I was looking at an article about, while we're waiting for text messages and calls, Nick, about things that with vehicles that people kind of neglect, and you could probably write volumes of things that people, you know, customers maybe neglect. Do you think brakes are one of them that people kind of forget about? We take so many things for granted because cars work so well these days.
You know, I agree. I don't think people intend to neglect their vehicles, but life is so busy with, you know, if you have kids in activities, or if you're working across town, or if you have multiple jobs in school, and, you know, it can be a bit of a maze to get through. But I would say, you know, brakes, usually they will let us know when they're bad. You know, whether there's a little indicator that gives you a squeaking sound to tell you, hey, I'm getting close, or if you wear them down to when there's nothing left, you'll get a very audible grinding noise and feeling. That's too far. So, you know, typically when you go in for a service, like we offer at our shop, in the seasons, you know, we can pull the wheels, get a look at the brakes, the steering, the suspension, all these different areas that you don't, as a driver, know their condition, but that's our job to look at it and give you a heads up saying, you know, this is on the list for 6 months down the road, or maybe we'll look at this again and so many more miles, or just kind of have a plan. And then, you know, we make notes. So when you come back in again, we're going to remind you, hey, last time you were in, we saw these items that were concerning. Let's readdress those and see how they look now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm thinking about when are the brakes looked at? Now, if somebody brings in their vehicle for an oil and filter change, let's say, what does the technician at Lloyd's do then, for as far as everything goes?
Well, what I would say is we're not going to go further than we're wanted. And I guess what I mean by that is if we're doing just an oil and filter change, the vehicle's in the air, anything we can see with a light or a mirror, we'll inspect. Now, if we're doing more of a larger inspection, if we're rotating tires, well, if the tires are removed from the vehicle, obviously we're going to look at the brakes and everything in that area. And the same goes true, like if you have it up in the air, or if you're under the hood, if you're disassembling something to do another service, we're going to look at all those items in that area closely and let you know what we see. So I don't want to surprise anybody. You know, I just had my car in. Now this is going on. I'd rather be in the forefront saying, hey, you're in for this repair or service. We also saw these items that are a bit concerning.
While we're on the subject of brakes, I'm thinking about the vehicles I've owned for the past 100 years, and in some cases, at least lately, and the last cars I've had over the years, it's all disc brakes. This maybe sound like a dumb question. Are there still drum brakes on vehicles?
I'm not sure if anything that's new still has a drum brake on the back of the vehicle, because they haven't used them on the front for decades. But there were maybe some more economy-type vehicles where the rear brakes would still be a drum system. And as you know, the difference is with most vehicles on the road, with the disc brake, you have a caliper that squeezes, where with a drum, which is kind of like a bowl that goes over that area, and there's a wheel cylinder that pushes the shoes against the bowl. So instead of squeezing, it's pushing, and both ways you're applying that friction material. To a disc or a drum to have the vehicle stop.
Tell you what, let's do this. So we're getting a bunch of questions in, and I know we need to take a quick break. Let's do that. By the way, Nick will be here till about another 30 minutes or so. So call us or text us with any kind of a car care question that's on your mind. 651-461-9226. Let's see, right now, here in the Twin Cities, we have 65 degrees. We're going to near 82. Could still see a few isolated showers probably before 9 this morning. But it should be a nice day. Again, highs near 82. Sunday tomorrow, small chance of showers, highs near 78. Again, 65 now on 830 WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Nick Stoffel. Nick is with Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, for those folks that do need some help and would like to stroll by or give you guys a call, how do we get in touch with Lloyd's?
Yeah, if you ever have a question or need some advice or guidance, don't hesitate to call 651-228-1316. And like you mentioned, if you're on a stroller out for lunch on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, we're at the corner of Grand and Chatsworth. And then, as always, please check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
Very good, Nick. We'll give you that information before Nick leaves us, which is close to 7:45 this morning. Any kind of a car care question, love to hear from you either by phone or by text at 651-461-9226. Text says this, Nick, 2014 4Runner, there is a metallic vibration noise as I accelerate until around 49 miles an hour. Do you have any ideas?
Usually a metallic on acceleration, I'm thinking something's vibrating, maybe something with the exhaust or like a hanger or something that's resonating with that frequency that's being put off by the engine. Obviously, we want to make sure the engine itself doesn't have any kind of mechanical failure, so I would look at that first. But I think on a test drive or two, I would try to determine, okay, I have this noise. What can I do to manipulate it? Changing the load of how much I accelerate, or if I'm coasting, or different kind of things you can do. Maybe you move the vehicle, sway a little bit, and you know, that's essentially what we do on a test drive, is trying to figure out how do we corner or pinpoint an area of the vehicle where this noise is coming from.
Yeah, and you're pretty good at that, I know, and that really takes a trained ear to narrow it down, and I'm sure you could do it quickly too. Looking at another text, I know you don't work on at Lloyd's a whole lot of motorhomes. But generally speaking, this question was, my motorhome engine, 6 years old, only 26,000 miles on it. The manual says to change the brake fluid and coolant at least every 5 years. So it's 6 years old. Would you agree with that manual?
You know, the funny thing with maintenance intervals or fluid services is, like, for example, a motorhome, I'm sure some folks probably put in, you know, 10,000 miles a year or more, and some folks drive it sparingly. And here, this one, an example being, it's 6 years old and it has very few miles on it. So those fluids do age, they do break down. The brake fluid will absorb moisture. So I would say, yes, at a minimum, they need to be inspected. And depending on how they look and how they measure, they might be recommended to be replaced.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, if you have a text, or we have more coming in here. Oh, here's one. A 2015 GMC Terrain. Oh, interesting. The horn chirps twice and then starts honking. Happens randomly and erratically. You can get into trouble there with some angry person. What do you think's going on there?
You know, that's tough. You know, if it was an older vehicle, I would think something with the clock spring or the horn pad in the steering wheel was faulty. But this might have something more to do with the body control module, which is a computer that kind of manages a lot of those systems. It's seeing an input that it's not liking, so therefore it's resulting in the wrong output. So I don't think I would, obviously, you could get yourself in a little trouble with that, but I think you probably want to have that assessed. Maybe there's a fault code in there somewhere or some pin testing required to try to figure out why is that acting so erratic.
Okay. Now, here's one. I know we get questions, as you know, Nick, from time to time about gasoline. And the texter says, what is the purpose of winter and summer gas changing? They love the show. Well, thank you for that. Are those additives, there's oxygenated fuel change throughout the year, the seasons?
Well, they have ethanol in the fuel pretty much year-round now. You know, years ago they used to add a different, you know, a winter blend versus a summer blend. And part of that might have been to help absorb from any condensation in the winter months, where when you have condensation, which is water, that can get into the fuel and cause problems. That's why we used to use isopropyl alcohol, or the little bottle of heat. We'd dump it into the gas. Well, that's almost the same as what ethanol is. So with it being in the fuel, we no longer need to do that. But I don't know how much they really changed the gasoline mixture summer to winter anymore, to be honest.
Okay, yeah, I kind of agree. They're coming in like crazy here. By the way, Nick will be taking his leave about 7:45 this morning. Let's see, 2018 Chevy Equinox. We can't have this. When I turn on the air conditioning, I lose some AM radio reception, mainly WCCO. Nick, we can't have that. How can we repair that?
Absolutely. Stop what you're doing. Seek help right now.
or stay overheated.
It's an electric motor. There's some interference. There's a ground that's bad somewhere that's allowing that back feeding to work its way through, which does affect the AM radio. So I would, once again, before we get too hot into the year, we don't, you know, obviously it's affecting the AM now, but if it affects that blower, you're not going to be very happy as it gets warmer out.
So looking at, again, some of the most overlooked maintenance items for with cars and people. Another one they say it's overlooked often, and we talk about it a lot, are tires. We don't have any inspections here in our state anymore as far as tires go. Some states do. But is that true? I mean, do we take so much for granted? How often should we check our tires? I know you guys do every oil change, but what about us consumers?
You know, we kind of have a policy that any vehicle that comes into the shop, we kind of do like the safety items, you know, make sure all the lights are working, make sure the tires are full and look good, check the fluids, just to give somebody a heads up. The last thing I want is for you to come in for a simple task and then leave and have more problems like the same day or next day. So we try to prevent that. But, you know, but as a consumer, you know, like you and I always say, check the owner's manual, and it'll kind of give you things that you should look for or look at. You know, when you're filling up the tank at the gas station, walk around the car, look down, look at the tires, you know, look for anything that doesn't look right or adds question to you. And if you have question, ask us. And that's what we're here for. So, but tires do get overlooked because they're a slow wearing item. You know, you get anywhere between 40 and 60,000 miles, sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more, and you forget about them. You know, I mean, that could be several years of driving. So when you do go in for your maintenance, you know, maybe often you go for a quick oil change somewhere, and that's fine, but at least once a year, maybe even twice a year, you need to have a good once-over of the car to make sure some of these items that maybe you're not used to looking at, have the pros take a look, let you know that you're in good working order.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see, 2020 Chevrolet Silverado, 40,000 miles on it. Texter says, I've noticed when driving, the temp gauge is around 210 degrees. Is this too warm? I believe they say the thermostat is 195 degrees.
You know, in that 200 range, if it's even 10 degrees over, I'm probably not too worried, or 10 degrees below, I'm not too worried. And keep in mind, the gauge isn't always exact. You know, it's a pretty good reading. It's generalized for the most part, but I wouldn't say it's the same as actually taking a thermostat itself and checking the coolant temp. But if it's consistently has the same cycle of driving, you see it come up to a certain point, it's always at that point, whether you're on the highway or on town, but it stays pretty consistent, I wouldn't be worried.
All right. Nick, hang on. We're going to take a quick break and take a look at that weather forecast coming up. We have about 10, 15 minutes or so left of our Car Care Show. Call us or text us if you have any kind of a vehicle problem. You want to get a little analysis from Nick. 651-461-9226. Weather straight ahead here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to the remaining minutes of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long back with Nick Stoffel, who happens to be an ASC certified technician, runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We have a few minutes to go, Nick, in the show. Been a busy morning. Let's see how many folks we can help out before you take your leave. Here is yet another text. 2016 Chevy V6 GDI engine. 175,000 miles on it. Should I be considering valve cleaning? Texter says, I get a cylinder 3 misfire every 10 to 20,000 miles that immediately goes away after a restart. Not sure if these are related or separate issues. How would you address that one, Nick?
Quite possibly. Getting a little deep on this one, but you know, we deal with this stuff all the time. I guess I would like to see some of the data when it sets that code. There's some freeze frame data that tells us exactly what was going on. You know, they have potentially fuel injectors that might be getting not spraying very well. You mentioned the intake deposits, which is becoming more common in the way vehicles are designed now. So I would say, you know, when the light comes back on, take it in, have them look at that data that's stored with that code and start doing a little dissecting, try to, you know, depending how it's set up, try to get a closer look at some of these items, pull a spark plug. If you can get in and look at the back of intake valve, that would be nice. So a deeper dive, I would say, next time that light comes on.
Okay. Here's an interesting one. Just had to replace my 2020 RAV4 hybrid cable because of corrosion at 60,000 miles. It interfered with the AM radio and would eventually stop the car under warranty to 100,000 miles. What kind of a cable would do something like that, that gets corroded?
You know, I wonder if it's something with a battery cable, possibly a poor contact. You know, if you have corrosion, that's going to create resistance, which doesn't allow electronics to work properly. We have a certain amount of voltage we want to flow through the electronics with current, which is amperage. And if there's any corrosion, that corrosion will not allow it to flow like it should. So it can create heat. Misreadings can affect the radio, which first and foremost, we don't want to lose that. So that's what I suspect. The fact that they said it's warranty to 100,000 miles makes me think maybe something related to the hybrid system, which is possible. So I would have to have a little more information, but my assumption is that we're doing some corrosion with some sort of battery cable or a larger diameter wire that's affecting the whole vehicle.
But with a little detective work like you do all the time at Lloyd's, that's certainly discoverable, you know, narrow it down. Well, we have callers now, too. Let's see how many folks we can help. Gene and Frank are calling. And let's grab Frank first, calling from Le Sueur. Hey, Frank, what is your question?
Good morning. I have a 2016 F-150 that was idling rough, and I took it in to get it checked. And they said the compression on my number 4 cylinder is down 25% to 100 PSI compared to number 5, which is 125 PSI. They're recommending that I get a new motor. And I'm just wondering what your opinion is on that, if that's something that I have to consider, or is there another remedy?
Well, it depends why we lost compression. If, you know, if there's something with like the way the valves are seating, maybe there can be a valve job that is done. So, you know, they can do a little deeper dive again here. So you have a compression test. They can do a wet compression test where they add some oil to the cylinder to see if things will pump up a little bit. They can do like a balance test to see how that cylinder in conjunction with the rest of them is operating. The fact that it's running rough and maybe not, you know, like it used to, would worry me that there might be something a little bit deeper. Maybe we pull the spark plug, get a camera in there, look around a little bit to see if we can see any signs. You know, if you see some scoring or scratching on the cylinder walls, well, at that point, unfortunately, probably are looking at an engine. So I would ask them to look a little bit deeper, because I'm assuming an engine is thousands of dollars, and if there is another remedy or another possibility, you would like to make sure you check all the boxes first.
Almost out of time. Let's grab a quick call from Gene in Minnetonka. Gene, what is your question, please?
Yes, I have a 2021 Tacoma V6. When I picked it up new, I had to drive down to St. Louis to pick up a topper. This was an interesting thing with that year to even get a truck. When I got back, I took it into the dealer because the engine was not responding to the throttle like it should be. They tell me at the time that's the way it's going to be made, and that's you have to get used to that and all this. I decided to do something better. I bought a K&N throttle control, and it didn't accomplish what I wanted. What I'm asking is there a way to get someone to check the pot switch on that and do an upgrade on just the switch?
What do you think of that, Nick, quickly?
No, I doubt it. I mean, there might be someone out there, but, liability, throttle control, you don't want to – I understand you're looking for something that maybe that vehicle just doesn't offer, unfortunately. And I don't know if you'll find somebody that's going to manipulate it into what you want, especially when you're dealing with accelerating. You just don't want to have an unfortunate situation, I would say.
All right, we have to run. By golly, that time goes by. Nick, how do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Yes, sir. Give us a call, 651-228-1316. If you're on Grand Avenue, or at 982 Grand. And as always, check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
Let's help some more folks out next week. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Nick Stauffer from Lloyd's Automotive. Jack Farrell's Wine Chat straight ahead. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, Mary Meyer will be around to answer any kind of a lawn or garden question you have. That's all straight ahead. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Had a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to another edition of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here. Let me introduce you to Nick Stauffer. Nick happens to be an ASE-certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul, where I think the sun might be shining right now. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny.
How are you? How are things at Lloyd's this past week? I'm sure busy as ever.
We are full, for sure. I from what I hear, most places around town are very full and very busy. I think we have a lot of college kids coming home, so we got to get a lot of cars checked over. And we got people planning for road trips coming up here probably the next few weeks. So we're in the full swing. We went from pothole season to air conditioning season in a switch.
Like overnight, in a way. If you have any kind of a car care question, and we hope if you do, you get in touch with us, you can either call Nick or text Nick. Either way, Nick takes his leave about 7:45, so our time is pretty limited. It goes by so quickly. So we'd love to hear from you sooner rather than later. So any kind of a car care question you might have, you need to bring in your vehicle for service, but you might want to know what could be ailing before you do. That's one of the reasons Nick is here, to kind of give you some idea what might be ailing that vehicle. Your car, truck, or van, call or text. If you drive and have problems, let's hear from you. 651-461-9226. I was looking at an article about, while we're waiting for text messages and calls, Nick, about things that with vehicles that people kind of neglect, and you could probably write volumes of things that people, customers maybe neglect. Do you think brakes are one of them that people kind of forget about? We take so many things for granted because cars work so well these days.
I agree. I don't think people intend to neglect their vehicles, but life is so busy with, if you have kids in activities, or if you're working across town, or if you have multiple jobs in school, and, it can be a bit of a maze to get through. But I would say, brakes, usually they will let us know when they're bad, whether there's a little indicator that gives you a squeaking sound to tell you, hey, I'm getting close, or if you wear them down to when there's nothing left, you'll get a very audible grinding noise and feeling. That's too far. So, typically when you go in for a service, like we offer at our shop, in the seasons, we can pull the wheels, get a look at the brakes, the steering, the suspension, all these different areas that you don't, as a driver, know their condition, but that's our job to look at it and give you a heads up saying, you know, this is on the list for 6 months down the road, or maybe we'll look at this again and so many more miles, or just kind of have a plan. And then, you know, we make notes. So when you come back in again, we're going to remind you, hey, last time you were in, we saw these items that were concerning. Let's readdress those and see how they look now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm thinking about when are the brakes looked at? Now, if somebody brings in their vehicle for an oil and filter change, let's say, what does the technician at Lloyd's do then, for as far as everything goes?
Well, what I would say is we're not going to go further than we're wanted. And I guess what I mean by that is if we're doing just an oil and filter change, the vehicle's in the air, anything we can see with a light or a mirror, we'll inspect. Now, if we're doing more of a larger inspection, if we're rotating tires, well, if the tires are removed from the vehicle, obviously we're going to look at the brakes and everything in that area. And the same goes true, like if you have it up in the air, or if you're under the hood, if you're disassembling something to do another service, we're going to look at all those items in that area closely and let you know what we see. So I don't want to surprise anybody. You know, I just had my car in. Now this is going on. I'd rather be in the forefront saying, hey, you're in for this repair or service. We also saw these items that are a bit concerning.
While we're on the subject of brakes, I'm thinking about the vehicles I've owned for the past 100 years, and in some cases, at least lately, and the last cars I've had over the years, it's all disc brakes. This may sound like a dumb question. Are there still drum brakes on vehicles?
I'm not sure if anything that's new still has a drum brake on the back of the vehicle, because they haven't used them on the front for decades. But yeah, there were maybe some more economy-type vehicles where the rear brakes would still be a drum system. And as you know, the difference is with most vehicles on the road, with the disc brake, you have a caliper that squeezes, where with a drum, which is kind of like a bowl that goes over that area, and there's a wheel cylinder that pushes the shoes against the bowl. So instead of squeezing, it's pushing, and both ways you're applying that friction material. To a disc or a drum to have the vehicle stop.
Tell you what, let's do this. So we're getting a bunch of questions in, and I know we need to take a quick break. Let's do that. By the way, Nick will be here till, about another 30 minutes or so. So call us or text us with any kind of a car care question that's on your mind. 651-461-9226. Let's see, right now, here in the Twin Cities, we have 65 degrees. We're going to near 82. Could still see a few isolated showers probably before 9 this morning. But it should be a nice day. Again, highs near 82. Sunday tomorrow, small chance of showers, highs near 78. Again, 65 now on 830 WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Nick Stoffel. Nick is with Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, for those folks that do need some help and would like to stroll by or give you guys a call, how do we get in touch with Lloyd's?
Yeah, if you ever have a question or need some advice or guidance, don't hesitate to call 651-228-1316. And like you mentioned, if you're on a stroller out for lunch on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, we're at the corner of Grand and Chatsworth. And then, as always, please check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
Very good, Nick. We'll give you that information before Nick leaves us, which is close to 7:45 this morning. Any kind of a car care question, love to hear from you either by phone or by text at 651-461-9226. Text says this, Nick, 2014 4Runner, there is a metallic vibration noise as I accelerate until around 49 miles an hour. Do you have any ideas?
Usually a metallic on acceleration, I'm thinking something's vibrating, maybe something with the exhaust or like a hanger or something that's resonating with that frequency that's being put off by the engine. Obviously, we want to make sure the engine itself doesn't have any kind of mechanical failure, so I would look at that first. But I think on a test drive or two, I would try to determine, okay, I have this noise. What can I do to manipulate it? changing the load of how much I accelerate, or if I'm coasting, or different kind of things you can do. Maybe you move the vehicle, sway a little bit, and you know, that's essentially what we do on a test drive, is trying to figure out how do we corner or pinpoint an area of the vehicle where this noise is coming from.
Yeah, and you're pretty good at that, I know, and that really takes a trained ear to narrow it down, and I'm sure you could do it quickly, too. I'm looking at another text. I know you don't work on, Ed Lloyd's, a whole lot of motorhomes, but generally speaking, this question was, my motorhome engine, 6 years old, only 26,000 miles on it. The manual says to change the brake fluid and coolant at least every 5 years. So it's 6 years old. Would you agree with that manual?
You know, the funny thing with maintenance intervals or fluid services is, like, for example, a motorhome, I'm sure some folks probably put in, you know, 10,000 miles a year or more, and some folks drive it sparingly. And here, this one, an example being, it's 6 years old and it has very few miles on it. So those fluids do age, they do break down. The brake fluid will absorb moisture, so I would say yes, at a minimum, they need to be inspected, and depending on how they look and how they measure, they might be recommended to be replaced.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, if you have a text story, we have more coming in here. Oh, here's one. A 2015 GMC Terrain. Oh, interesting. The horn chirps twice and then starts honking. Happens randomly and erratically. You can get into trouble there with some angry person. What do you think's going on there?
You know, that's tough. You know, if it was an older vehicle, I would think something with the clock spring or the horn pad in the steering wheel was faulty. But this might have something more to do with the body control module, which is a computer that kind of manages a lot of those systems. It's seeing an input that it's not liking, so therefore it's resulting in the wrong output. So I don't think I would, obviously, you could get yourself in a little trouble with that, but I think you probably want to have that assessed. Maybe there's a fault code in there somewhere or some pin testing required to try to figure out why is that acting so erratic.
Okay. Now, here's one. I know we get questions, as you know, Nick, from time to time about gasoline. And the texter says, what is the purpose of winter and summer gas changing? They love the show. Well, thank you for that. Are those additives, there's oxygenated fuel changed throughout the year, the seasons?
Well, they have ethanol in the fuel pretty much year-round now. You know, years ago they used to add a different, you know, a winter blend versus a summer blend. And part of that might have been to help absorb from any condensation in the winter months, where when you have condensation, which is water, that can get into the fuel and cause problems. That's why we used to use isopropyl alcohol, or the little bottle of heat. We'd dump it into the gas. Well, that's almost the same as what ethanol is. So with it being in the fuel, we no longer need to do that. But I don't know how much they really changed the gasoline mixture summer to winter anymore, to be honest.
Okay, yeah, I kind of agree. They're coming in like crazy here. By the way, Nick will be taking his leave about 7:45 this morning. Let's see, 2018 Chevy Equinox. We can't have this. When I turn on the air conditioning, I lose some AM radio reception, mainly WCCO. Nick, we can't have that. How can we repair that?
Absolutely. Stop what you're doing. Seek help right now.
or stay overheated.
It's an electric motor. There's some interference. There's a ground that's bad somewhere that's allowing that back feeding to work its way through, which does affect the AM radio. So I would, once again, before we get too hot into the year, we don't, you know, obviously it's affecting the AM now, but if it affects that blower, you're not going to be very happy as it gets warmer out.
So looking at, again, some of the most overlooked maintenance items for with cars and people. Another one they say it's overlooked often, and we talk about it a lot, are tires. We don't have any inspections here in our state anymore as far as tires go. Some states do, but is that true? I mean, do we take so much for granted? How often should we check our tires? I know you guys do every oil change, but what about us consumers?
You know, we kind of have a policy that any vehicle that comes into the shop, we kind of do like the safety items, you know, make sure all the lights are working, make sure the tires are full and look good, check the fluids, just to give somebody a heads up. The last thing I want is for you to come in for a simple task and then leave and have more problems like the same day or next day. So we try to prevent that. But, you know, but as a consumer, you know, like you and I always say, check the owner's manual, and it'll kind of give you things that you should look for or look at. You know, when you're filling up the tank at the gas station, walk around the car, look down, look at the tires, you know, look for anything that doesn't look right or adds question to you. And if you have question, ask us. And that's what we're here for. So, but tires do get overlooked because they're a slow wearing item. You know, you get anywhere between 40 and 60,000 miles, sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more, and you forget about them. You know, I mean, that can be several years of driving. So when you do go in for your maintenance, you know, maybe often you go for a quick oil change somewhere, and that's fine. But at least once a year, maybe even twice a year, you need to have a good once over of the car to make sure some of these items that maybe you're not used to looking at, have the pros take a look, let you know that you're in good working order.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see, 2020 Chevrolet Silverado, 40,000 miles on it. Texter says, I've noticed when driving, the temp gauge is around 210 degrees. Is this too warm? I believe they say the thermostat is 195 degrees.
You know, in that 200 range, if it's even 10 degrees over, I'm probably not too worried, or 10 degrees below, I'm not too worried. And keep in mind, the gauge isn't always exact. You know, it's a pretty good reading. It's generalized for the most part, but I wouldn't say it's the same as actually taking a thermostat itself and checking the coolant temp. But if it's consistently has the same cycle of driving, you see it come up to a certain point, it's always at that point, whether you're on the highway or on town, but it stays pretty consistent, I wouldn't be worried.
All right. Nick, hang on. We're going to take a quick break and take a look at that weather forecast coming up. We have about 10, 15 minutes or so left of our Car Care Show. Call us or text us if you have any kind of a vehicle problem. You want to get a little analysis from Nick, 651-461-9226. Weather straight ahead here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to the remaining minutes of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long back with Nick Stoffel, who happens to be an ASC certified technician, runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We have a few minutes to go, Nick, in the show. Been a busy morning. Let's see how many folks we can help out before you take your leave. Here is yet another text. 2016 Chevy V6 GDI engine, 175,000 miles on it. Should I be considering valve cleaning? Texter says, I get a cylinder 3 misfire every 10 to 20,000 miles that immediately goes away after a restart. Not sure if these are related or separate issues. How would you address that one, Nick?
Quite possibly. Getting a little deep on this one, but you know, we deal with this stuff all the time. I guess I would like to see some of the data when it sets that code. There's some freeze frame data that tells us exactly what was going on. You know, they have potentially fuel injectors that might be getting not spraying very well. You mentioned the intake deposits, which is becoming more common in the way vehicles are designed now. So I would say, you know, when the light comes back on, take it in, have them look at that data that's stored with that code and start doing a little dissecting. Try to, you know, depending how it's set up, try to get a closer look at some of these items, pull a spark plug. If you can get in and look at the back of intake valve, that would be nice. So a deeper dive, I would say, next time that light comes on.
Okay. Here's an interesting one. Just had to replace my 2020 RAV4 hybrid cable because of corrosion at 60,000 miles. It interfered with the AM radio and would eventually stop the car under warranty to 100,000 miles. What kind of a cable would do something like that gets corroded?
You know, I wonder if it's something with a battery cable, possibly a poor contact. You know, if you have corrosion, that's going to create resistance, which doesn't allow electronics to work properly. We have a certain amount of voltage we want to flow through the electronics with current, which is amperage. And if there's any corrosion, that corrosion will not allow it to flow like it should. So it can create heat. misreadings can affect the radio, which first and foremost, we don't want to lose that. So that's what I suspect. The fact that they said it's warranty to 100,000 miles makes me think maybe something related to the hybrid system, which is possible. So I would have to have a little more information, but my assumption is that we're doing some corrosion with some sort of battery cable or a larger diameter wire that's affecting the whole vehicle.
But with a little detective work like you do all the time at Lloyd's, that's certainly discoverable, you know, narrow it down. Well, we have callers now, too. Let's see how many folks we can help. Gene and Frank are calling. And let's grab Frank first, calling from Le Sueur. Hey, Frank, what is your question?
Good morning. I have a 2016 F-150 that was idling rough, and I took it in to get it checked. And they said the compression on my number four cylinder is down 25% to 100 PSI compared to number five, which is 125 PSI. They're recommending that I get a new motor. And I'm just wondering what your opinion is on that, if that's something that I have to consider, or is there another remedy?
Well, it depends why we lost compression. If, you know, if there's something with, like, the way the valves are seating, maybe there can be a valve job that is done. So, you know, they can do a little deeper dive again here. So you have a compression test. They can do a wet compression test where they add some oil to the cylinder to see if things will pump up a little bit. They can do, like, a balance test to see how that cylinder in conjunction with the rest of them is operating. The fact that it's running rough and maybe not, you know, like it used to, would worry me that there might be something a little bit deeper. Maybe we pull the spark plug, get a camera in there, look around a little bit to see if we can see any signs. You know, if you see some scoring or scratching on the cylinder walls, well, at that point, unfortunately, probably are looking at an engine. So I would ask them to look a little bit deeper, because I'm assuming an engine is thousands of dollars, and if there is another remedy or another possibility, you would like to make sure you check all the boxes first.
Almost out of time. Let's grab a quick call from Gene in Minnetonka. Gene, what is your question, please?
Yes, I have a 2021 Tacoma V6. When I picked it up new, I had to drive down to St. Louis to pick up a topper. This was an interesting thing with that year to even get a truck. When I got back, I took it into the dealer because the engine was not responding to the throttle like it should be. They tell me at the time that's the way it's going to be made, and that's, you have to get used to that and all this. I decided to do something better. I bought a K&N throttle control, and it didn't accomplish what I wanted. What I'm asking is there a way to get someone to check the pot switch on that and do an upgrade on just the switch?
What do you think of that, Nick, quickly?
No, you know, I doubt it. I mean, there might be someone out there, but, you know, liability, throttle control, you don't want to – I understand you're looking for something that maybe that vehicle just doesn't offer, unfortunately. And I don't know if you'll find somebody that's going to manipulate it into what you want, especially when you're dealing with accelerating. You just don't want to have an unfortunate situation, I would say.
All right, we have to run. By golly, that time goes by. Nick, how do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Yes, sir. Give us a call, 651-228-1316. If you're on Grand Avenue, we're at 982 Grand. And as always, check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
Let's help some more folks out next week. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Nick Stauffer from Lloyd's Automotive. Jack Farrell's Wine Chat straight ahead. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, Mary Meyer will be around to answer any kind of a lawn or garden question you have. That's all straight ahead. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO.